Welcome back to Map Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up a Bill of Economowoc, some very, very good comments. And I'm really, very glad and grateful that his grandson didn't get hurt in the shootings in Milwaukee over the weekend. Bill, you raise an excellent point. And you raise two points, really, that the Republicans, by minimizing and lying about COVID, especially people like Ron Johnson and Trump. Ron Johnson, has a guy, a nut. He's on a panel with a nut who said that the vaccines cause AIDS, HIV. And Johnson says to him, quote, even if what you say is true, you got to go at it step by step. You don't say even if what you say is true. What he says isn't true. It isn't true. But there's all of this stuff trying to appeal to a really kind of strange right-wing base, and it really is hurtful. That spreads through society, and some people are induced not to get vaccines. Now, when it comes to guns, what happened in Milwaukee was terrible. After, I think it was the Friday game, the 21 people got shot down in the bar district downtown, and I saw some of the video, and it was like pop, pop, pop. It was sort of like a Wild West type, the old Westerns would have everybody shooting each other in these small towns. What happened was a lot of these kids were under 18. I mean, some of them were 15, some were 14. They put through an age curfew. You couldn't be there if you were under 21 after 11 p.m. for a couple of days. But the fact of the matter is that in society right now, there are a lot of people walking around with guns, and a lot of these people aren't trained, they have no respect for a weapon, they don't understand weapons, and they don't understand that they're at most to be defensive. And some of them have AR-15s. Now, there was a guy over the weekend who killed 10 people in Buffalo. He shot 10 people in Buffalo in a grocery store. It was a racial attack. It was a grocery store in an African-American area. And he had gone there, he was 18 years old. How did he get an AR-15? Well, he got an AR-15 because he went and bought it and he passed a background check. But you have people out there and they get lathered up by the racial talk of the far right and they take it seriously. You're not gonna find a 70-year-old guy doing that, but at 18, people have no judgment. They have no judgment. And this is what he did. He was evil, he's a mass murderer. And do you realize that there have been over 200 multiple killings, 200 multiple killings, mass murders in this country so far this year. But we're only in the middle of May. I mean, that's 120, that's 135, 140 days. There's more than one a day. Then there are a couple in California. People go into a church. What happens is people start shooting each other across a highway, and they bounce off of cars and go in cars. This has got to stop. And part of the problem is the Republican Party will veto, by that I mean they filibuster, any attempt at any rational solution to this. 18-year-olds should not have AR-15s. They flat out shouldn't. One thing would be to prevent the sale of guns to people under 21. I mean, that's just one thing. How about nobody on the no-fly list should get it? That's been vetoed by the Republicans. Anything, how about gun shows? Outside of any kind of background check, guy just says, I'm having a gun show in the parking lot out by State Fair, show up, guys show up, they buy whatever they want. How about ghost guns that have no registration number on them? How about, with a 3D printer now, you can print out a gun. How about any of that? None of that existed in 1788. And yet we get these mass murders. So Bill, thanks a lot for calling in. And I am so grateful that your grandson was spared. Because Bill of Economowoc's grandson was down in Milwaukee and he heard the shots. And fortunately, he himself was spared. I'm very grateful for that. Well, there is a rift. We've talked about it between Moscow Mitch and Rand Paul. There's also a rift elsewhere in the Republican Party. The Republican Party is undergoing, frankly, they're undergoing an earthquake. Mike Pence over the weekend broke with Trump. He went to Georgia and he endorsed Brian Kemp, the incumbent Republican, over David Perdue, the challenger. Now you may say, so what? So what? Well, Brian Kemp, I don't like Brian Kemp. I support Stacey Abrams. I will always support Stacey Abrams. Brian Kemp is the guy who, when he ran against Stacey Abrams last time, threw several hundred thousand people off the voting rolls in Atlanta, which was her best place to get votes. And how could he do it? Because he was the Secretary of State at the time. He had a conflict of interest. He goes, I'm running for governor, so maybe I'll throw 200,000 people off the voting rolls in Atlanta to help me out. And then he only beat her by 40,000 votes statewide in a big state. So I can't stand him, except for one thing. When Biden won Georgia, and there was a recount, and they kept recounting, and they did a hand recount, and he still won by 14,000 votes, Brian Kemp then certified the election. Trump attacked him, said he was a rhino, and he got David Perdue, who had been a senator, beaten by John Ossoff, the Democrat who's in there now, to run against Kemp. And Perdue has just swallowed the Kool-Aid. Perdue has said it was a crooked election, even though when he lost, he said it was a fair election. He just lied and changed his mind. The good thing is that Brian Kemp is way ahead in the polls over Perdue and will probably win. So Pence wasn't exactly going out on a limb. On the other hand, what he was saying to Trump was, I am breaking with you. I am breaking with you. And, you know, Pence is running for president, believe it or not, and I don't want him. But I would say if he's standing up to Trump, that's a positive. But I'd also say, you know, Mike, what does it take to stand up to a guy that tried to hang you? Okay, this is not a difficult thing. If guys were going through the Capitol saying, hang Matt Flynn, and suddenly a gallows appears and Trump's egging them on, Matt Flynn is not going to stick up for Donald Trump. Matt Flynn would have said, this is wrong to hang people, especially me, number one. And number two, that gallows didn't, you guys out there who are carpenters, you're not going to make a gallows like that in half an hour or 10 minutes. That gallows got put together earlier that morning or probably the previous day or two. Somebody had that in mind. And Trump knew that. He saw the gallows on the TV when he kept egging them on. He saw that. To hang Mike Pence. For what? For not saying, I'm not going to accept the certifications. And here in this state, Voss is being attacked as a rhino by all four major Republican candidates, by the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, by Nicholson, by Tim Michaels, and Tim Ranton. They all are attacking him as being insufficiently Republican. And this is the guy that appointed Gableman at our expense to do a crooked review, i.e. no review, and sit and draw 11 grand a month at your expense and 20 grand for his staff. And that's not enough. These people are cannibals. They're absolute cannibals. They're turning on each other like dogs, like dogs. Coming to the end of the show. Great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.